Lowe'sPizza.com today.
We're bringing a bill to the floor today in the House that will reopen these monuments and these memorials and museums. We are here today to say these memorials, the Washington Monument, the World War II Memorial, the Smithsonian Museum, all ought to be open.
All right, that's Eric Cantor talking about what, as you heard, is could be opened and how they can kick the door back in that direction while we have this partial government shutdown. So what is happening and what isn't happening? We're going to mix that into the conversation along the way. The president canceled an Asian trip during this government crisis. And really, everybody has an opinion, forwards, backwards, and everywhere in between, on what is going on. Do you realize that this is the 10th year that we have operated without a budget when October 1st hits? Yep. 3 in 10 years, we've pushed it. Meaning, yep, we voted to push down the road a little bit, put that Band-Aid over it. And here we go, another do-over year. We have to elect people that can come up with budgets. How much time are we wasting, which is money? Because the elected people, the elected officials, Congress folks, senators, are not dealing with the other mountains of things that we need dealt with in this country, because the focus always gets pushed for weeks and weeks and weeks to the budget right when we enter that time period. This is nothing new. They've known they've had to do a budget. It's like Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, July 4th, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. We know those days are on the calendar, right? Pardon the weak analogy. But did they know October 1st is budget time? So there's no discussion beforehand? So that's where we begin this edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And I'm feeling it just like you're feeling it, the frustration. But I always feel it. You know, this is part of the reason why I jumped on the air and did talk. Because I didn't understand why people weren't more involved in the government. I didn't understand why people buried their head in the sand and didn't want to vote, because I went to a couple of other places where, like Mexico, where they stuffed the ballot box and they had the PRI and the Panista party, and you had really no choice because you knew who was going to win, whoever they decided was going to win, and that's how you live in Mexico. And you especially live with the have and the have-nots. In this country, we have a democracy. We have a voice. We live in the land of the free, the home of the brave. How can we not want to pay attention to the people that we're putting in place? I mean, they can disappoint us, and we can unelect them the next time around. But the more we hold their feet to the fire, the better results I think we'll get. And the people are starting to pay attention. Yes, the giant has woken up, because there is power in numbers. So if you don't like what you're seeing, pay attention. Get involved. Write that letter I'm talking about. Make that quickie phone call. So there's an emergency meeting at the White House. No progress late Wednesday. No deal, no budget deal. People are hot. Tempers are flaring. Name-calling is going on. It's like a scene from The West Wing. Remember that throwback show from the early 2000, 2001, 2002, 2004? I forget when it actually went off the air. It's like that. Heavy drama. House Speaker John Boehner said they had a nice, polite conversation with the president. But Obama's not going to budge off his demand that Congress pass a straight budget bill, one that doesn't implode or impede Obamacare in any way. Boehner wants formal negotiations over the short-term spending bill. Harry Reid, the Senate Democratic leader, says talks over anything can only start after the House approves it. His tag team partner, Nancy Pelosi, the House Democratic leader, agrees and echoed the same thing. The White House issues a statement saying the president is not going to negotiate over the need for Congress to act to reopen the government or to raise the debt limit. So putting that on the table. Hey, October 17th comes. Oh, yeah, we're not putting this in the mix. The president was glad the leaders could engage in useful discussion. That was the way that little release ended. But at the House, ooh, sleeves rolled up. It was mud-slinging time. Probably the guy who got the hottest was Congressman George Miller from California, Democrat. He said the Republicans were waging jihad on Americans. He was one of the big pushers of the federal health care law when it was being drafted. He says the Republicans who are complaining about the national parks being closed didn't show the same concern over health care. And the big quote was, I just gave you a little slice of it, when you were on the jihad against Americans' access to health care, shutting down the parks wasn't a problem. Shutting down the National Institute of Health wasn't a problem. Eventually, he was ruled out of order, so he left the floor. Then you had Congressman Mike Simpson, a Republican from Idaho. He said he was disgusted by Miller's comments, that we should reject the comments, saying he wouldn't call for censure. The House was considering mini spending bills. Wednesday night, the chamber approved one bill to fund the national parks, so that debate's over in that drama. Another bill to fund the National Institutes of Health, also over. Congresswoman Louise Slaughter, Democrat from New York, says we can stop this today. Pushing Republicans to allow a vote on government-wide budget bill needs to happen. What's going on and what's the access like across the board? It includes the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. They only have 6% of their employees listed as essential. Could we say government bloat? And therefore permitted to work during the partial shutdown. James Clapper, director of the National Intelligence Agency, said about 70% of civilian employees in agencies under his control have been sent home. He says he's worried for the country that we are completely exposed to terrorism. And he says it's an insidious thing that's happening here with the government being partially shut down. What do you think, America? Now it's been a couple of days. I really think this gets kicked into next week. Could it go 2 weeks? We'll see. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commercials down. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama. And take your baby to see.
All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to go fishing for some people who want to play our games. Yeah, nail the score. Next two segments, nail the score, the game of the week. Our computer will randomly choose what that game is, week 5 in the NFL. If you correctly nail the score, you pick a side and give us a score. And if your score nails it, you'll clear out the prize closet of America Tonight. Woohoo! Love to have a winner. In past years, we've had two winners. There was like a drought, and then all of a sudden, the floodgates opened, and sure enough, a couple of people actually nailed the score. It's fun, it's easy, it's cheap. In other words, it doesn't cost you anything. So, belly up and participate. Jot this number down. Keep it close. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And it's fun. We'll do it for a couple of segments. If you can't call, I know people are working. I always get this email from some folks. Well, send us an email. That's pretty easy. Send it to americatonight.net. Click on contact. Boom, you're in. Pick whatever team it is that you want, and then what you think the final score is going to be. It's just that easy. Besides the crash of your government and what ultimately is going to happen and predicting what's going to happen, and I think the big mistake, really, honestly, the Republicans have this if they want it. The Republicans have gotten pummeled in the last, well, they got pummeled in the last election. And part of it is because the Republican pie is divided into four different factions. So, Obamacare comes out. Some people may be the beneficiaries of this. Some people it may work for, people that didn't have insurance that can get it, that it's affordable to them. So far what I'm hearing from most people is It's not affordable. It's not people complaining because it's their ideology and they just want to pick on Obama, but they're seeing that their premiums have gone sky high, tripled in some cases, and their deductible is super, super high. Imagine what it'll be in 2015 for a lot of people because employers still have that year that got pushed off. So individual health mandate kicks in. 2014 enrollment starts just 2 days ago, and people make choices. People are making choices about if they're getting the health care, if they can afford it, and or take a fine, and trying to figure out if it works for them. They're answering lots of questions about tax returns and student loans and that kind of stuff. The health exchanges want healthy young people to offset the people that are older that are going to cost more. I think what's going to happen is, and the premiums for places where there's less people that can put in the health exchanges, of course, are higher. So the problem is insurance is going to be twisted and manipulated like a pretzel in 10 different directions. So we go back to the same thing about affordable health care. Somebody comes up to me and says, why don't you want affordable health care? I say, of course, I would want affordable health care for anyone. Who's, no, please give me the most unaffordable health care. And if this becomes unaffordable health care, which it is for so many, then it's failed. And part of that was, I think, was the push, just get it in there, jam it in, and then we'll figure it out later. The problem is, with the people on the Hill, they never figure it out later until it's too late, just like the budgets. Remember I gave you that stat, 10 years we haven't had a budget. And 3 in 10 have been these crazy do-over-year things. So we're caught always dealing with being behind. Oh, it's nothing worse in life than being behind, is there? Recently, I had a friend who was stuck with a house. She had a job in Houston, and she was so excited about it. But, of course, as sometimes happens, the people who hired her were fired. Her job became shaky. She lost her job. She landed on her feet eventually and went back to New York. She really loved Houston. But she had made that purchase of a house, so couldn't sell the house. The housing market was down. Got renters in there. That was good. That was good. But dealt with that for 10 years. Had to put money into the house. New roof. I know this sounds familiar to people. Things that happen with when you have a house. New water heater. Ends up racking up $25,000 in debt. Trying to piecemeal things together, paid off. Recently, she sold the house, made a tiny profit, paid off all her debt. Whew. Feels really good because no debt on her back. And that's the deal. We don't want the debt, so why do we have people that we have elected that are always playing catch-up? We don't want to play catch-up. Who listening to this show, and life is a roller coaster. Who has been on that path where they've paid things off? They didn't necessarily want to go into debt, but they had kids, they had a reason. They kept it low, but things add up, and then they paid it off. And the relief is incredible. Don't we want relief from not having a budget, from this crazy cockamamie debt ceiling thing we constantly have to deal with? I would hope so. That's why it makes no sense to me. Because personally, we don't roll the way they roll in Washington. And maybe that's the big difference. There is no equalizer here, I suppose. I wanted to throw in a couple of other things that are going on. And again, remind you, in our next segment, we've got a couple of segments where we're going to do Nail the Score. I'm leaving it open for you. Get a lot of email on this, but call, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. This is a big story because if you've ever flown, you know, it used to be when sometimes you'd fly, the pilot would make an incredible landing and people would clap. I've been on planes where that's happened. Luckily, I was not on the Southwest plane that had a hard landing at LaGuardia in July. It looked like almost a belly flop. That pilot, the captain of that flight, was fired. It was a nose, the 737 landed nose wheels first, caught the nose gear to collapse. About 10 people were injured. And this was a guy who had flown with the airline for 13 years. He had taken control of the plane from his co-pilot when the plane was below 400 feet, which is a critical time in flight. And they rarely have that exchange then. The first officer is going to undergo additional training. But the pilot, the main pilot that did that, was fired. The Pilots Association says they were disappointed by the decision, and they would make sure that the fired pilot got the right to due process. And they said they were involved in a federal investigation, blah, 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 blah. I think with the 10 people hurt, with the crazy landing, taking over the wheel right before they landed, put him in that situation. And most of the pilots, too, with all the flights they take, I mean, are pretty experienced. But every once in a while, something happens. And in this case, especially when it happened, you see the pictures of it. And boy, that plane, it could have been a much worse situation. Of course, the 10 people that were injured, you don't have to tell them that because they're still feeling the effects of what happened when the plane plopped down the way that it did. So they didn't clear him. They can still pursue it, but they did not clear him. How about this? A charter bus blew a tire, crossed a grassy median, in Interstate 40, if you've ever been down there in Tennessee, clipped an SUV and slammed into a tractor trailer before overturning. Horrible. 8 people were killed in this. Ooh. And here it was. You know, it's a random thing. Just blew that tire. And 14 people, by the way, were also hurt in that. And the aftermath was just horrible. It was spread out all over the place. You could see how hard it was hit. And the people on the bus, which was from North Carolina, they were seniors who were going to Baptist church. So they were going to church when they got hit. The bus just went out of control, and they couldn't pull the wheel back, I guess. And they're investigating a little bit more. But I-40 was closed. They had to really reroute that traffic. It really looks like all those cars were just blown apart. Your heart really goes out for those families. Football next. Don't be shy. Ring this phone off the hook, folks. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Man, only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brain, but I'm looking at you. Girl, I ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my. Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Week 5 in the NFL. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. I got my Eagles hat on. Yeah, the Eagles, more like the Beagles, but we're not out of it yet, right? Oh, football. It is good. It is good to release the tension. Guys, ladies, I know there are lots of people that are sports fans, at least for a particular hometown team. My Eagles are 1-3. They take on the lowly Giants, who are 0-4. I hope that is not the game of the week. So get this number ready. Once we have the game of the week, you tell us who you think is going to win, what you think the final score is going to be. Boom. Like that. So easy. You don't have to plunk down any dollars. You're not playing Keno numbers. All you're doing is picking a team and telling us the score. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. How about that computer, Nathan? Let it roll. But where's the cool intro for Nail the Score? That was my fault. We're re-racking. I want to hear the blah, 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 blah. Let's hear the Nail the Score theme. We're like the government. We can't make up our minds.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Bum, bum, ba, da, 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 bum, bum, bum. All right, now let the computer fly. I love how the orchestra just stops. Boom. Okay, so the game of the week, the Chiefs and the Titans. All you Missouri folks out there, are you picking your Chiefs this week against Tennessee? Woo, this is a good game. The Titans are 3-1. They're hosting. The Chiefs, perfect 4-0. Of course, the Eagles dump Andy Reid, and then he's amazingly successful with the Chiefs after 14 years with Philly. He had some good years with Philly, though. It just was time for a change, and the change is working best for Andy Reid. So if the Chiefs do go 5-0, it'll be the first time in 10 years that's happened. Last year was terrible for the Chiefs, but it's over. Who cares? We don't need to go back in the history and repeat the past. They were 2-14, so they've surpassed that. It seems like there's been a lifting of the dark clouds around the Chiefs. I mean, some things are working well, obviously, for them. You know, defensively, they're doing pretty good. They've had 18 sacks. That's nice, right? So I think this is a pretty serious challenge, though, for them. The Titans are a little bit more on a roll. And they've won 4 in a row, actually. Now, Tennessee doesn't have its quarterback, Jake Locker. He's going to miss a couple of weeks because he's got a sprained hip. That happened in the win over New York, over the Jets, when they played the Jets. So Ryan Fitzpatrick, who used to be the signal caller for Buffalo, is going to get the start. And I'm going to say because of that, I think it's really a tight game. But because of that, that's the one deciding factor for me. I'm going to say the Chiefs win this one and get that 5-0 start, which is amazing. I'm going to say they do. And I think the final score is going to be 27-17. So there you go, Missouri. I'm picking your Chiefs, 27-14. I like it. I like what Andy Reid's been able to do with them. And, you know, will Eric Fisher be able to play? Will he be there at right tackle? That could have a significant effect. He's so good on that offensive line, but he had a concussion against the Giants, so that's iffy. But still, I'm going the way of KC. Send me an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact or ring this phone off the hook. You get bragging rights, plus you clear our prize closet. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Rick in Illinois gets the first crack. Hey, Rick, what do you think? You think 5-0 for Andy Reid?
Yes. I'm going Kansas City 17, Titans 10.
Ooh, so low scoring.
Yeah, it's a low scoring game.
Okay, yeah, it could be with the defense. I might be a little bit too high there. I think it's going to be a good game. And by the way, sorry about your Bears last week.
Oh, well, just one loss out.
Yeah, I'm picking.
It'll be so bad.
I'm picking them, by the way, this week. So
yeah,
go Bears. I think they've got an interesting team. And Jay Cutler, he doesn't want a bunch of criticism, so we'll see how they do. But he says KC too, but opposite of me, thinks it's going to be much lower. The score 17-10. Ooh, limiting to 10 points. Phil in the great state of Missouri. Hello, Phil.
Yeah, hello there, Kate. I'm kind of thinking the Kansas City Chiefs are going to go 5-0. They're looking good this year, and I've always been a Cowboy fan, but I like the Chiefs because they helped us get our football program started in my old high school.
Yay!
And yeah, so I'm going Kansas City 28-17.
28-17. Hey, if you, that's right, Phil, you are a Cowboy fan. I remember that over the years that you've been calling America Tonight. How about the Cowboys matchup this week? Woo! I mean, what's the score going to be in that one? I can't even touch that. And plus, they're hosting. The way Denver's playing, Peyton Manning's the hottest player in football right now.
Dallas will probably lose by 30.
Yeah. I mean, you saw what happened with the Eagles. They were just slaughtered. So I think it's going to a rough game. I think it is. It's going to be. It would be. But how wild would it be if the Cowboys beat them, if they're the team to beat them? But I don't think so.
No, I'm not looking for. If they're 8-8 this year, I'll be happy.
Yeah, that's funny you say 8-8. That's what I predicted. Somebody on a local Dallas show asked me to come on, Phil, and talk about the Cowboys, and that's what I picked. I think they finish 8-8, so we'll see. This is probably going in the loss column. Thanks, Phil. KC, everybody says KC, no love for Tennessee. How about you Tennessee fans out there? Tennessee's turned it around. I mean, they have. This is a 1 o'clock East Coast kick, by the way. Love those early games. And statistically, looking at it, defense does play a part. So maybe my guess is a little high, but Phil agreed with me. Yeah, 5-0 for the Chiefs, that's crazy. First five games of the season, I was looking at this up statistically. A win Sunday would make Kansas City the first team to win its first five games of the season after winning two or few. Because just last year's, I mentioned how terrible they were. Kansas City has scored 26 points or more in three of the four games so far. So 26 or more. Alex Smith threw three of his seven touchdowns in last Sunday's 31-7 rout of the New York Giants. Oh, the Giants were horrible. Oh, terrible. People keep saying, well, the Giants have to have a win sometime, don't they? Maybe it's going to be this week, the Giants. I wouldn't count on the Giants doing much of anything. They may. It's just a question of who's the worst team in the league. The lowly Rams, the Giants, the Jags, I don't know. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or you can shoot us a guess at americatonight.net. A lot of people are starting to have that pour in that direction. Don't worry, I'll make sure that I check it. We'll check it for sure. And as long as you're in by the top of the hour, you're okay. You will be counted among the others who are throwing in their vote. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. We're still doing this. Well, who's holding the dartboard? Is Mr. Kate having to hold the dartboard in this computer?
Yes, to randomly pick that game of the week.
I'm going to go see who's the quarterback for the Titans.
The quarterback, well, that's what I said. The big story, I think, is that the Titans lost their quarterback. They had to make a switch at quarterback because he had a concussion from last week. So they don't have Jake Locker there for them this time. Instead, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who played for Buffalo, he's getting the start. So they had to switch quarterbacks.
Oh, I got to go big time here with Kansas City. Is it in Tennessee? Is that where the game's played?
Yes, it's in Tennessee.
Oh, I still got to. I'm going to go 28-10 Kansas City.
Woohoo! 28-10 Kansas City. You joined the smart hipsters by picking KC so far.
Well, I'm a hipster, that's for sure. I am hip.
Dale, always a delight. Thanks for the call. The rest of you hipsters better get on board. 855-266-5283. So far, nobody in this vast audience has picked Tennessee. 855-266-5283. More of Nail the Score.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time field and stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Beep.
This is an emergency. Essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Locked in on the receiver, because there are so many double moves and triple moves these days that if you take your eyes off the receiver for 1 second, he's gone, and you're watching the quarterback throw and the receiver catch it. So if there's a cover one or a cover three where we're pretty much locked in on the receiver, I'm probably 90-10. But if we're in a cover two or a cloud situation, then I'll probably be more maybe 60-40, eyes on the quarterback to eyes on the receiver. He's a good motivator. He's great at keeping the spirits up and keeping the team upbeat, especially in tough situations like what we were in the other day, you know, down 20-3. Pete's great in those situations because he knows how to keep the team morale up, to keep guys locked in, to keep guys focused on the task at hand. And I think that's one of the most unbelievable things about him as a coach. Coming from where I came from and seeing that day in and day out. So when I get a chance, I always want to go back and speak to the kids and you know, give back as much as I can, because if somebody would have did that when I was younger, who knows where I would have been. You know, there were a couple people who were doing it, but nobody on the level I'm trying to do it now. And I want to make sure kids know that there's another life out there, and I think I'm getting a message out.
That was the voice of Richard Sherman as we continue with Nail the Score here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Richard Sherman has been an amazing player for Seattle. He gave some love to Pete Carroll, his coach. Seattle is 4-0. You heard him say that they had the come from behind overtime win over Houston last week, 23-20. They were in the hole big time. And this is a gutty team with some real weapons. I think it comes down to maybe Seattle and Denver in the end. And this 1 o'clock game, Seattle and the Colts, should be interesting because the Colts are 3-1. The Seahawks are 4-1. They almost lost that game last week. In the matchup between these two teams, it's a good game. I think that's a pretty tough game to call. If the computer had picked it, it would have been fine. It would have been one of the best ones on the board. The one that was chosen is also another good one. It's a 1 o'clock kick. The Chiefs and the Titans. It's being played out in Nashville. Kansas City looking to go 5-0 for the first time in 10 years, visiting the Titans, who are trying to push for another win for their first three-game win streak in 2 seasons. And this has the makings of a very good game, too. So far, and we haven't even hit the mailbag yet, everybody is picking KC. You have until the top of the hour. If you want to jam in a call, do it. 855-266-5283. The number to call, 855-266-5283. Just who do you think is going to win, Tennessee or Kansas City? And what's the final score going to be? This one from Monica in the mailbag. My husband told me to send you this email. I think the Chiefs are going to really demolish Tennessee. They're going to be off their game with the quarterback who's okay, but not used to this offense. 31-10. 31-10, KC. Thank you very much. 31-10. Well, that's like last week. They just destroyed the Giants. Here's another one from Bobby B. Bobby B says, long time no talk. We'll call an old friend from Las Vegas. And Bobby says, Chiefs all the way, but this game will be pretty close through the first couple of quarters into the half. I wouldn't be surprised to see a tie, but then Kansas City will pull away in the end, and they'll end up winning this thing 30-25. Oof, that's an odd score. 30-25. If you want to nail the score, send us your email quickly. AmericaTonight.net. We got a couple more. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and that's it. Or call us at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Nailing the score consists of picking a team, KC or Tennessee, and telling us what's the end result. What's it going to be? For Andy Reid, there must be, even though he won't say it, some sort of vindication. He gets dumped by the Eagles after so many years, and now here he is on the verge of starting off 5-0. I mean, either way, it's been a successful start to his season, to his new gig with Kansas City. Sometimes you just got to shake up the system, and the Eagles definitely needed to do that without a doubt. I would be remiss, even though this is a baseball note, not to throw this in here. I know that there are some people listening in the great state of Ohio and in Florida, too. I was at the Tampa Bay Texas Rangers wild card game, and the Texas Rangers just weren't even in it. The Rays are for real. The Rays knock off Cleveland. They advance to face the Red Sox. Alex Cobb, 6 2/3 scoreless innings. Delmon Young hit a home run, his 9th postseason home run. So the Rays beat the Indians 4-0 to move on to the American League Division Series. Boy, that's incredible. I mean, they have been on a torrid win streak. And Cobb is a big story because he's coming back, or he came back really in August from a terrible injury. He and he's been able to really get in there and get out of some pretty massive jams. and he was necessary for the Jays to win this. It's really David Price who set the tone for the Jays when he threw that complete game to beat Texas, the game that I was at, the wild card tiebreaker. And then you have Cobb picking right up where he left off. And after he was pulled from the seventh, he walked to the dugout where he was, you know, slammed with a high five from his teammate Price. And these guys are on pure adrenaline. Since Sunday, the Rays have won in Toronto, Texas, now Cleveland. Then they move over to Fenway Park. And you can imagine what that's going to be like. So they've had some unfriendly crowds to deal with. It's got to be crazy, a little bit nerve-wracking, I would think. But don't count the Rays out of this one. However, we're not nailing the score for that. We're doing KC and Tennessee in week 5 of the NFL. Darlena's listening to us in Kansas. Hey, how are you?
Okay.
But what do you think the score is going to be?
I think it's going to be 28-19 in favor of Kansas City.
Yay!
And the reason why is because it's been a few years since they've won and come out on top shining, and it's time, and it's their time.
I like that. It's their time. Are you a big KC fan?
Oh, you bet.
Sweet.
You bet. Our household is.
I love it. Kansas City, there's some good people that rooting for Kansas City. Good for you. And I love Andy Reid in the sense with this new team. So I'm wishing him
too.
I'm wishing him well in this gig. I like it. I have to say that. You got a good coach. I think the change of scenery has helped him. He did a good job with Philadelphia. It was just time for a change there, and you are the benefactors of that change. I'm so glad that you called. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
So KC could, a true fan, KC could move to 5-0, and I think they have a great chance to do it, and that's something to celebrate. You know, you can never have enough wins under your belt, especially with things that happen in the NFL, because you can't predict injuries, or you can't predict sometimes games down the road where you think you should win them, but something else happens and it goes the opposite way. I mean, everybody can say it. It's such a cliche, but on any given Sunday. Also got this from Roger, who says, Kansas City, Kate Delaney. Of course you pick Kansas City. Who wouldn't pick Kansas City? I think they win this one 40-17. Go Chiefs. One more. Going to squeeze this in. This one from Sharon, who says, Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs. Is there any doubt? I had a tough time with the score. I think they win this, but it's going to be low scoring because there's going to be some defense. 21-17. 21-17. All right, thanks to everybody who tried to nail the score. Don't forget, we do it each and every week throughout the football season for our final two segments on our Thursday into Friday morning show. Woohoo! I hope somebody wins. I got my fingers crossed for all of you.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.